Okay, we are back here with Steve Patterson from CourageousChristianFather.com. And what was the other one? Just blogger?
Christian blogger.
Christian blogger, but with the letter R, not E-R.
Right, that's okay, correct.
.com. Runs a online ministry-based blog. Also works with his youth and in the van ministry for his church as well. So, Steve, thanks for coming out and hanging out with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for hosting
this. We're going to get to the Am I a Good Person? But before we do that, how can people support you? Let's we got to let them know about that.
Well, they can support me by just going to visit my blog, sharing blog entries. You know, like there's links to share for your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, all these other ones that others up there. I've got the buttons with a bunch of them up there. And you can just tell other people to go and visit. And I even believe I should have a link on there for DreamHost, which is my host there. There's a link there if you want to help. You can donate it, and all the funds will actually go to the hosting. I will never see it. It will actually go directly to DreamHost and go into my account, and then they will credit me any account if somebody wants to do it that way.
Very cool. Now, you got this. I know this is radio, so you guys can't see, but he's wearing this really hip, psychedelic shirt that says CourageousChristianFather.com on it. Do you offer those for sale to help with the ministry?
No, but I thought about doing it sometime. I've tie-dyed this shirt and my
tie-dyed
shorts.
That's the word. Yeah, see, I'm tie-dyed. So uncool, I couldn't even think of a tie-dyed.
You should have known tie-dye, you know.
Hey, hold on, I'm an 80s guy.
I've just aggravated you.
I know, it's all good.
Yeah, I thought about doing that one time before, you know, doing that. But yeah, I just ironed on the logo there, so, but if somebody owns a silk screening place and they want to help me out, then that'll be great.
Right on, right on. Well, listen, folks, ministries don't just pop out of thin air. It takes effort, time, and unfortunately, U.S. dollars. So feel free to head over to the website and support. That's from me, not Steve. Steve had no idea I was going to say that or ask that. I just, if you're touched, show it. If you think something's really cool that he posts, make sure you share it. Because who knows who else it will touch.
Amen to that.
All right. Do you need this card back?
No, I've got.
You got one?
Of them.
All right.
I ordered found a place that done printing pretty cheap, and I got 10,000 of them printed for probably not even not even $100, and I used my tax money. So I still got a box of 5,000, and then probably another box of about 1,000 left. So
very cool. All right, I'm going to give a little background, and then you give a little background.
Okay.
When I met Steve, it was at Unity Fest, put on by Sam. We love you, Sam. And there was these two guys with this tent and a microphone. Well, of course, the microphone got this guy's attention. So I'm like, hey, I was working with Bone Prophet that day. We were running sound, doing staging and everything. I was working with them, and I told Eddie, I says, Eddie, I gotta go over here and see what these guys are doing with this microphone. He's like, yeah, man, let me know what's up over there. So I come over to find out, hey, what's the microphone all about? And you guys explained to me that you're doing this Are You a Good Person thing. Well, then later on during the event, you guys got to do it in front of the entire audience,
right?
With a microphone as well. So that's what drew me to you, was just the fact you had a microphone out there, and I'm a radio, audio, music freak kind of guy. So that's what drew me to you. And now I get to take the test, but before I take the test, you go ahead and explain what this is all about, because you're going to be able to do it a lot better than I can.
Well, this is actually a really good test, and my buddy Justin, he actually got to do it on one of the singers from Finding Favor.
Oh, very cool.
They came up and done it with
him.
So that was actually pretty cool. None of the other ones seemed to want it to, but one of them actually came and done it with them. So that
very
was
cool.
Actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Ray Comfort and Kurt Cameron does a ministry called Way of the Master, and it's basically evangelism-type training, some way to actually go out and share the gospel with people. And one of these ways, effective ways, is gospel tracks. And I have a link on my blog as well for free gospel tracks, like Bazoogan Track Club. They will give you 30 free every month, and they're about business card size, kind of like these ones. And, well, my buddy, he used to teach the good person test whenever we had Bible studies before he became a pastor. And we went through it. Well, when Bazoogan gave a tract, they had this good person one. So I'm being a graphic designer. I redesigned it and incorporated it for me and him. I put down on the back of it a link to my blog, my church, and his church on the back of it. So when we go out evangelizing, we can hand it to people in that. But it's basically a good person test. The premise of this one here, it has a little guy for you people on the radio. You can't see this, but it has, are you a good person? And then it goes, are you good enough to go to heaven? Meet Mr. Nice Guy. He is a good people to go. If good people go to heaven, he will be the first in line. How about you? And the premise of this is there's a little purple guy in the bottom corner. It says, place your right thumb on the purple man for 8 seconds. And then you count 8 seconds. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, let's remove your thumb now. Did he turn green?
I can't lie.
You can't lie?
No.
So yours didn't turn green?
It didn't.
Well, just like me, mine didn't turn green either.
Man.
So, but...
hold on, I'm going to get a green marker.
You're going to get a green marker? You kind of make it there. My niece that's 6 years old or so, she keeps her thumb on there trying to see if it'll turn green. She just kept doing it. She goes, like, it keeps won't turn green for me.
That's awesome.
So, but the premise of it then, after that, you show them that, you know, unlike, you know, that we're all not good enough to go to heaven. Our good works can't get us to go to heaven, you know. People think compared to other people that they're good, maybe like Hitler or somebody else. They go, well, I'm a good person compared to them, you know, but, right. You know, are you really a good person?
Right.
And then you go through, let's point out some of God's law. You go through the Ten Commandments. You ask them, do you know any of the Ten Commandments? So do you know any of the Ten Commandments?
I do.
Okay, can you name me one of them?
Let's go with the Thou Shalt Not Steal.
Okay, have you ever stolen anything?
Probably.
What do you call somebody who steals?
A thief.
All right. Now, what's another one?
Thou shalt not covet.
Okay. Have you ever coveted something?
All the time.
Just like you and me, I've lied, and I have covenanted as well. So you also point down that you break in the law, too, you know, so that they know that they're on the same page
yeah.
as you.
Yeah, so you're not pointing the finger.
Right, so you're not pointing a finger at somebody. Yeah. You're not being judgmental.
Right.
That. Now, can you name me any other ones?
Boy, this one's embarrassing, but, you know, there's the old, thou shalt not have no other gods before me one.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any gods before you?
Yeah.
You know, if you put
anything that's a priority, even for just a day, we can become a god.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, hate to admit it, but I guard myself to make sure that I don't let music become a god.
Exactly. Anything that you put that comes before worshiping God or anything can work. Right. Your job,
right?
Even your spouse or your family can become a god if you put that before
even your ministry.
Yep,
a lot of Christians would shake their head at that, like, no, oh yeah, you can get so busy you forget the why you're doing it or the why you're supposed to be doing it.
That's true.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
Have you ever told a lie?
Maybe once. Oh, that was a lie right there. Yes, I have.
I also have lied too. Have you ever committed adultery?
Man, we're getting kind of personal here. Let's leave that one alone. I've been married for 27 years, so I might have to bow out of that one. okay, I've heard something similar to this. I don't know if you know who Todd Friel is from Wretched.
No.
But he does a street corner preaching, and he does similar. And he'll get people, and he'll ask them about the adultery. And most people, even if they have, they're not going to admit that to a stranger.
Right.
And then Todd reminds them that Jesus says, if you even think or look upon a woman with lust in your eyes, you have committed adultery. So I guess going back to your question, absolutely
I have.
Exactly. Yes. I'm sorry, but, you know, Alyssa Milano was really hot when I was growing up, so hey.
So yeah, that was exactly the point that you go through, you know, about that.
I get you.
Have you ever committed murder?
Physical? No. I'm sure I've done some things to people, though, that, man.
Well, how can I believe you? You, by your own confession, of you've admitted that you're a liar.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, the Bible does say that if you hate somebody, you committed murder in your heart.
Right. Right.
So, you know, you just point through the Ten Commandments, and then you go through and say, hey, just like me, I've broken these laws too.
Right.
But based on these laws, and you use the if, God was to judge us based only on the Ten Commandments, would we be condemned to hell, or would we go to heaven?
Right.
Based just on the Ten Commandments, nothing else.
Right.
We would be condemned to hell.
Absolutely.
And then you point them to Jesus as
they
being the Savior.
They probably give me a front row seat.
Right?
Yeah.
Then you point them to Jesus as